This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mushtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravin Kumar Jagannath, in Port Louis. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Jagannath. They took stock of Inter-Mauritius' special and enduring partnership and appreciated its further broadening. Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to the continued collaboration and strengthening of India-Mauritius relations. Mr. Jagannath and Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated 12 high-impact community development projects. Jointly addressing media, Dr. Jaishankar said, Mauritius is one of the first countries that he is visiting in his current term as External Affairs Minister. He said it underscores the strength and depth of the bilateral ties. The minister said it is also an important opportunity to underline India's unwavering commitment to its special and enduring partnership with Mauritius. He said the relationship today has actually blossomed into a robust and multifaceted partnership, and it serves as a role model for India's successful development collaboration abroad. Government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from the 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The union budget will be presented on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice N. Koteshwar Singh and R. Mahadevan as judges of the Supreme Court. Justice N. Koteshwar Singh is currently Chief Justice of High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, while Justice R. Mahadevan as Judge of Madras High Court. Law and Justice Ministry said the appointment will come into effect from the date they assume charge of their respective offices. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that scientists need to come into direct contact with farmers to increase the quantity of produce. Mr. Chauhan said this after inaugurating the 96th Foundation Day of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research in New Delhi. He said that to achieve the targets set by the government, including doubling farmers' income, every component of agriculture, from scientists, universities and colleges to Krishi Vigyan Kendra to farming land, needs to work in unison. Mr. Chauhan said that even today, half of the country is dependent on agriculture to make ends meet, and it remains government's top priority. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. One of the accused, a resident of Bokaro, Jharkhand, has been arrested from Patna for allegedly stealing NEET UG exam paper from National Testing Agency's trunk in Hazaribagh. Another person arrested from Hazaribagh is accused of assisting him in stealing the paper. So far, the agency has arrested a total of 14 accused involved in the case, including the principal and vice principal of a school in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh. The CBI and various state police forces are investigating a national racket that involves leaking of question papers for competitive exams like NEET. The NEET UG exam is taken for admission to undergraduate medical courses. Five security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group, SOG, of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Dharigot in Dassa forest area last evening, following specific input about the presence of terrorists. In the ensuing gunfight, five security personnel, including an officer and an SOG jawan, were critically injured and later succumbed to injuries. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, has paid tributes to the brave soldiers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal is currently facing local favourite Elias Mia in the round of 32 of men's singles in Sweden. Later in the men's doubles, the pair of Sumit Nagal and Poland's Karol Drzewiecki will face France's Alexander Muller and Luka von Aschet this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.